My name is Marcy Zahari, and I'm the project leader for the Innovation Program at MITRE, which is a not-for-profit that manages 7 federally funded research and development centers. I've been engaged with the Innovation Research Interchange, or IRI for short, for nearly 3 years. And during that time, IRI has helped me with 2 strategic challenges my organization is facing. The first, recruiting and retaining early career technical talent. And second, capitalizing on and destigmatizing failure. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you how IRI can help you get the resources you need to advance innovation management in your organization. When you share the current and foreseeable R&D challenges your organization faces with IRI, the staff works with you to formulate a plan to get you the resources you need to tackle those challenges. The first step is to contact the IRI concierge. She will check if IRI has existing research in that space or if IRI's vast network of members can offer advice. If those first two paths don't bear any fruit, then the next step is to channel your challenge to either IRI's community forum or IRI's research arm known as Pilot. The community forum is a great tool for quick benchmarking questions or recommendations. Questions are sent out to all members on Tuesdays. The responses are compiled throughout the week and sent out on Friday. It is a quick, easy way to get an insightful answer. For more complex challenges, PILOT swoops in. PILOT stands for Practices in Leadership, Operations, and Talent, and the program is IRI's main mechanism for helping members solve their most pressing challenges. I serve on the steering committee for this program. We guide IRI research to ensure we are tackling the most pressing member challenges with the most effective tools. Challenges come to us either through IRI's interactions with members or through a combination of surveys and trend tracking. When we get a challenge, we form a working group of IRI members who have an interest in the topic. Once a working group is formed, IRI works with the group to refine the topic and associated research questions and decide on the deliverables. Working with IRI, the group then selects the tools that they will use to accomplish this. IRI and the Pilot Steering Committee have worked for several years to establish a full toolbox from which working groups can pull tested mechanisms for getting research done quickly and effectively. These methodologies include surveys, case studies, thought leader interviews, and roundtable discussions. We're always working to identify and test new methodologies. The duration of each project varies based on the nature of the project. For example, a shorter benchmarking project that only involves a survey may take 3 to 6 months, where a larger scale project that involves case studies and thought leader interviews may take 1 to 2 years. The weekly time commitment for participants varies across the different types of projects. A participant may spend 1 hour on a team planning call and 1 hour interviewing a thought leader 1 week, and then the next week have no obligations for the project. Participants can always say to the team, "Hey, this month is going to be jam-packed for me. Keep me updated on the project, but I'll be missing most activities. I'll check back in and help out next month." We always try to recruit enough project participants to keep the work going, even if 1 or 2 people are out of the loop at any given time. Deliverables are always agreed on by the team, but can certainly evolve as the project progresses. The deliverables are decided based on 3 factors. The first is what is appropriate for the project. A simple infographic can't capture all the learnings from a far-reaching study. So it would need to be paired with IRI's Research Technology Management Journal as an article or webinar. The second is the time commitment from the team. An RTM article can be a great method of disseminating the exciting results that the team has found. But it will take a significant amount of time and is better to have a smaller output than none at all. The third is what team members need to get buy-in from the results from their organizations. Some need a peer-reviewed article to get buy-in. Others may just need a playbook or white paper. IRI works with a team to right-size the deliverable and organize the work. Now I wanted to move on to give you some examples of recent work that has come out of the pilot program. I'll do this by describing the challenge the members are facing, the tools we used to address it, and the deliverables that were created. I'll then run through a few of the top takeaways from the project. The first is a project that I co-chaired, and the challenge that I and other members were facing was, how can R&D organizations recruit and retain early career technical talent? As a group, we did a scan of the literature on early career talent, noting the lack of information on technical talent. We then administered a survey of early career technical professionals, which yielded about 400 responses. Our final piece of research was a set of three case studies looking at large, medium, and small companies from different industries and regions. Based on our findings, we produced an RTM article and have reported the results via IRI member conferences. We had some great takeaways from the project. We learned that early and later career professionals mostly want similar things, like the traditional package with 401k and healthcare, flexible and remote working options, and professional development. The biggest difference with early career technical talent is their desire for continuous feedback and quicker rotation through projects and roles. The next project took a deep dive into a challenge that several members have attempted to solve with questions to the community forum. What metrics should we use for our innovation dashboards? The team evolved, held several roundtable discussions, and put a survey out to the IRI members. The results were analyzed and a slide deck report was created. The results were also shared via a webinar. The group learned that innovation dashboards are already in use by a majority of organizations. They are predominantly used to communicate information about the organization's innovation efforts to manage audiences. Project-level information reported on innovation dashboards includes metrics on potential project value, project's risk level, and project success. The metrics rated as most effective for assessing project status are fairly traditional project management metrics, such as whether the project is meeting its milestones. Highly rated project risk metrics cover commonly identified areas of innovation project risk, such as technology risk, market risk, and execution risk. The final project I will describe here was done as part of a larger study on the impacts of digitalization on R&D management. This group tackled the question, what is big data and how will it impact how we do R&D? They conducted thought leader interviews and case studies and produced the Big Data Premiere, an RTM article including a maturity matrix, a note that appeared in RTM, a blog, and a live report out. The group determined that big data, or uncomfortable data as they dubbed it, will impact R&D management through changes in how R&D is informed, enabled, disrupted, or transformed. They created a maturity matrix looking at how strategy, people, technology, and process integration would all be impacted in a variety of industries, including manufacturing, food and beverage, high tech, energies, chemicals, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and government. I've gotten a lot of great benefits out of the work I've done with Pilot, including networking, learning from my peers, team building, and best practices. I hope you've enjoyed learning more about how IRI can help you with your challenges. Contact the IRI concierge at information.iriweb.org. Again, information.iriweb.org to get started with your own challenge.